Hi everyone, I'm Asiyeh Namdar at the CNN.com newsroom in Atlanta. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. The battleground states, their top focus on the campaign trail. On the Republican side, Senator John McCain and Sarah Palin are visiting a total of four key battleground states. And it's a busy night for McCain. Also, he'll be appearing on Saturday Night Live in New York. Senators Barack Obama and Joe Biden are hitting the West and Midwest, looking to keep their tightening lead. At a campaign stop in Nevada this morning, Obama told the crowd they can't get overconfident because of favorable polls. Early voters are out in force in several key battleground states. In Broward County, Florida, lines are long enough to stretch around polling locations, running hundreds of feet. And it's much the same in North Carolina. The state's election board ruled voting sites are to be open a few hours longer than planned, but individual counties can close the polls early in some cases. A Washington lawmaker is asking for an investigation into immigration status leak of Barack Obama's aunt. The Democratic lawmaker representative John Conyers of Michigan is suggesting that the Republican Bush administration may be behind the leaked information. Zaituan Onayango is said to be living in a Boston public housing unit. She's from Kenya, where Obama's father was born. The Associated Press says she was asked to leave the U.S. after a judge denied her asylum application 4 years ago. Obama says he didn't know that his aunt was living in the U.S. illegally. To the Democratic Republic of Congo now, where U.S. diplomats says both sides behind a ceasefire are committed to keeping it. Refugees today got a glimmer of hope after getting food and water for the first time in days. Tens of thousands have been displaced by the violence. The conflict is fueled by hostility between rival tribes and Congo's unrelenting civil wars. And a Pakistani court has freed the parents of a 5-year-old girl and a 7-year-old boy on bail after they were arrested for trying to wed the children. Both kids in traditional wedding clothes were carried by a policeman after a raid in Karachi. The parents reportedly arranged a wedding to end a long feud between the families. The Pakistani Human Rights Commission says the maximum punishment for the parents will be 1 month in prison and a fine of about $10. And those are the headlines this hour. For more on these stories and other news of the day, CNN is your source online, on TV, or when you're on the go.